Wisconsin's first election of 2022 is just around the corner. The last day of voting for the Milwaukee mayoral primary is February 15th. It's one of the nonpartisan primaries going on around the state. Early voting in the primary, which includes seven candidates, all hoping to replace former Mayor Tom Barrett, is already underway. The top two candidates would advance to the April 5th special election. At WPR.org/Central Time, we've linked to the WPR landing page for all of our coverage of the mayor's race. That includes conversations Kate Archer-Kent is having with the candidates on The Morning Show. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Wherever you are, what are your questions about the run for mayor in Milwaukee? Your thoughts on it? If you're in Milwaukee yourself, what do you want from a new mayor? What issue do you want to see them focusing on? What do you want to hear them talking about? What should be their priority for day one on the job? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also email ideas@WPR.org. Larry Sadler is a journalist who's covered Milwaukee for the better part of four decades, including 30 years at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. He's written on a range of topics, including city and county government, politics, and transportation. His latest piece for Milwaukee Magazine is called What to Watch For in the Milwaukee Mayoral Primary. Larry, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you, Rob. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, this is a rare thing in Milwaukee, historically speaking. It's pretty rare that there's not an incumbent mayor in races there. How uncommon is this?
This is only the fourth time in 62 years, Rob, that we have had an election for mayor without an incumbent on the ballot. Milwaukee tends to reelect incumbents very frequently. And so as a result, we have had only seven mayors, elected mayors of Milwaukee in the last century.
Wow. And there was some question about when this election was going to happen. It is, in fact, in this primary season now. But depending on former Mayor Barrett's confirmation as U.S. Ambassador to Luxembourg, this could have been, what, as late as this fall?
It easily could have been. And some people thought that there might even have been some maneuvering on the part of Senate Democrats to do that, so that it would increase turnout in the fall election in Milwaukee, which is a very blue city, and therefore perhaps influence the Senate election of U.S. Senate election of Ron Johnson. That did not happen. And coincidentally, it was not too long after I wrote about that, that the Senate did, in fact, confirm Barrett right in time to get on the ballot for this spring election, which ordinarily would have been just county board and judicial races.
And you mentioned turnout. Does a Milwaukee mayor race tend to bring a lot of people out in the primary and then in the general?
Well, we have not had this exact situation of an election for mayor with no incumbent on the ballot and no other major race on the ballot since the 1940s. So it is very hard to predict exactly what the turnout is going to be.
Fair enough.
in the previous two elections, let me back up a bit. In 1960 and 1988, there were open races for mayor, but there were also races for county exec. In those races, it was around 21-23%. In 2004, when Mayor Barrett was elected, it was a 10-way primary, but it was the same day as the presidential primary. Turnout was up then about 40%. This time, really hard to say. It could be in the 20s. It could be as high as 30%. That's the unofficial prediction from the City Election Commission executive director.
And you've been looking at another piece of math, the number seven, which is how many candidates are going to be on the ballot. It's going to get narrowed down to two. But seven means, depending on how it gets sliced up, somebody could end up on the final ballot without actually winning a whole ton of votes.
Absolutely true. And now, historically, that has not happened. In most prior elections, the second place finisher has had at least 30%. But, you know, with seven candidates on the ballot, you could have a lot fewer. You could have as few as, you know, 15%. And possibly be the second place finisher.
We are talking about the race for mayor in Milwaukee, a rare race for mayor in Milwaukee without an incumbent on the ballot. We are talking to Larry Sadler, longtime journalist in Milwaukee. He's got a piece in Milwaukee Magazine previewing the mayoral primary. You can meet the candidates with interviews on the morning show, listen live, and find them archived online over at WPR.org. And now you can join in with your thoughts on this race, your questions about it, 800-642-1234, wherever you are. What are you watching for when you look at Milwaukee and its next mayor? If you live in Milwaukee itself, love to hear from you. What is on your mind as you approach this election? 800-642-1234 is the number. That's 800-642-1234. Let's, Larry, take a whirlwind tour of our seven candidates here. If you can give us a little capsule of each of them, starting with, and we don't have a mayor. We've got an acting mayor, the head of the city council, a Cavalier Johnson.
Yeah, so he is one of the youngest people on the ballot, maybe the youngest in this particular race, and I believe one of the youngest ever to be mayor. He is just 35 years old. He has been on the council for 6 years, two of them as council president. Prior to that, he was an aide to Mayor Barrett, working on community relations and workforce development. The next we would have, State Senator Taylor, mm-hmm. Lena Taylor. She has been, in office now since 2004 in the Senate after 1 year in the Assembly. She is a well-known figure in Milwaukee politics. In addition to her time in the legislature, she ran for county executive in 2008 and also ran for mayor in 2020. Obviously didn't win either of those times. And she would be the first Black woman to be mayor, just as she is the second Black woman to be a state senator. Cavalier Johnson would be the first Black man to be mayor in his own right as opposed to acting mayor. Then we have Sheriff Ernell Lucas. He is a career law enforcement officer. He was a member of the Milwaukee Police Department for, I believe, 25 years, starting as a patrol officer, rising to the rank of captain. He did survive a shooting on duty, came back from that, as I said, rose to captain, and he then left the police department and became a security official for Major League Baseball. Came back from that job to run for sheriff in 2018. And so he is finishing up his first term as sheriff. No indication whether he would plan to run for re-election if he loses this race. Let's see. Then we have Alderwoman Marina Dmitrievich. She has been on the council for only 2 years, but before that, she was on the county board for 16 years. The youngest person ever elected to the county board, I believe she was just 22 or 23 at the time. She also served as county board chair and was the second woman and the youngest person to serve as county board chair. And then among the top five, we also have, last but not least, Alderman Bob Donovan, former Alderman Bob Donovan, who was on the council for 20 years, ending in 2020. He ran for mayor in 2016, lost to Tom Barrett, as Senator Taylor did. And he is, certainly the most conservative in the race, having had a strong law and order stand and also dedicated opposition to the Milwaukee streetcar, the HOP.
And then there are two, I think it's fair to say, lesser known candidates or lower profile candidates, a businessman Michael Sampson and community activist Aisha Griffin.
That is correct. Sampson is an events planner. He has an events planning company. Aisha Griffin was actually better known a few years ago. She ran for, I think, five or six offices, including mayor and county exec, first came to prominence as a state assembly candidate. She was running as an independent and tried to get on the ballot with a slogan that I don't think I can say on public radio. She lost both the battle to get the slogan on the ballot, and she lost all of her races. She's never gotten more than 1,500 or so votes for anything.
We're talking to longtime Milwaukee journalist Larry Sandler, looking at the candidates and some of the biggest issues in the Milwaukee mayoral primary. Now underway, early voting, last day of voting on February 15th, the primary election day itself. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What issues do you want to hear candidates from Milwaukee mayor focusing on? Whether you're looking in from the outside or you live or have lived recently in Milwaukee, what are the most important issues? What do you think the city needs from a new mayor? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We continue our talk with Larry Sandler, journalist who's covered Milwaukee city and county government, politics, and transportation for over 30 years, 30 of those years with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We're talking about the race for mayor there. The primary's coming up, seven candidates on the ballot to replace former mayor Tom Barrett, who resigned to take an ambassador position in Luxembourg. You can join in with your thoughts on the candidates, the issues, or with your questions about the race at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. Let's bring on a caller now. Chris is with us in Madison. Chris, hi.
Hi. I worked for 15 plus years within the government structure of Milwaukee. I grew up actually in central Wisconsin and moved to Milwaukee and had sort of a culture shock and realized that how the attitudes of the rest of the state and affected how the government funding toward the city is so lacking.
Chris, thanks for the call. Larry, that's been a concern raised recently, and I think in the past, concerns about state government shared revenue going to Milwaukee, support, a feeling of us against them with Milwaukee sometimes. Do you see that as something people are talking about there?
Yeah, and it comes out not so much in the way that the caller said, but it comes out in the results that the city doesn't have the kind of resources that it wants to deal with all of its problems. And so particularly now that the city is facing some serious pension funding issues that are going to be affecting its budget in the next few years, that's going to be more and more of an issue. They got a brief reprieve from that thanks to the federal aid that all local governments received. But, you know, that's not going to last forever. And they will have to deal with it. There have been a number of debates about how to deal with it. You know, certainly for many years, the city officials and county officials had pushed to get more shared revenue. They didn't get anywhere on that, and the share of shared revenue remained stagnant. They have been pushing more recently to get more revenue options in terms of perhaps a local sales tax. That also has not gone anywhere in the Republican-controlled legislature, even though Governor Evers was supportive of it.
Thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. We'll go next to Todd in Milwaukee. Todd, hi.
Hi there.
What did you want to ask about,
just
Todd?
Had a question. Just wanted to ask if any campaign, a write-in campaign, has ever been effective in the Milwaukee mayor race?
Oh, Todd, interesting question. Larry, write-in campaigns tend to be real long shots. Have you encountered any prominent ones in the race for Milwaukee mayor?
No. No. And in fact, even candidates who are on the ballot, you know, if they're not well-known politicians with, you know, sizable campaign treasuries, they tend not to do very well. And so, you know, for a mayor's race, you're not going to succeed as a write-in. Certainly at a district level race, I have seen people win write-in campaigns. You know, that's a whole different story.
Todd, thanks for that call at 800-642-1234. Talking to Larry Sandler, journalist in the Milwaukee area. He wrote recently about Milwaukee's mayoral primary in Milwaukee Magazine. Still time for your calls at 800-642-1234. Wanted to get into a couple issues. The funding there is one of them, Larry. I know Milwaukee is one of many communities around the country that have seen a rise in violence, gun homicides in particular, in the last couple of years. What kind of things are candidates saying about gun violence and public safety?
Well, there's a real range of approaches that the candidates are taking here. Bob Donovan has made his career as a law and order conservative and frequently with support from the police union, although I don't believe they've endorsed yet in this campaign. He wants to see more police officers on the street, and he takes generally a fairly enforcement-oriented approach, although he does talk about the need for community policing. By contrast, some of the other candidates are taking more of an approach of alternative measures and talking about the need to have more mental health professionals, for example, dealing with people rather than necessarily sending police to every call. Cavalier Johnson has introduced a plan that really covers both approaches. And so he's more diverse in his approach. I think, but he's not talking about increasing the police department. He's talking about maintaining the strength that they have. And some of the other candidates do talk about maintaining the strength of the police department, but also talk about getting at kind of the root causes of crime and addressing social issues.
Let's go back to our callers at 800-642-1234. Steve is with us in Oak Creek. Steve, hi.
How you doing?
Good. What'd you want to bring up, Steve?
Milwaukee County Parks. We're having a problem at Bender Park with getting that dredged. Milwaukee County Parks is claiming they have no money to do that. How does the state get involved with giving them more money in order to take care of the Milwaukee County Parks, not just including Bender, but all the Milwaukee County Parks?
Steve, thanks for the call. Now, it gets tricky, and I think people may blur these. That's the Milwaukee County system. This is the city of Milwaukee. Mayor's race, Larry, I don't know if you have thoughts on Steve's question, but I think sometimes those services may, the boundaries must get blurred in Milwaukee City and Milwaukee County.
Right. And as you say, that is not something that the city of Milwaukee candidates would get involved in. That is strictly a county issue. And in fact, the park that he referred to is in the suburb of Oak Creek. So it's not even within the city limits. It does get to the question that the earlier caller was talking about with shared revenue or alternate ways of raising revenue, because certainly the county does have a backlog of maintenance, deferred maintenance, and capital needs in its parks and other facilities.
Thanks for the call, Steve. Another issue I know you have your eye on, Larry, is economic development for the city's future. What kind of things are candidates talking about there?
So there also are a range of proposals. One thing that comes up in every mayoral campaign is people talking about the need to have development in the neighborhoods versus downtown. And everybody says this. It seems to be harder to do than to talk about. You know, certainly Mayor Norquist and Mayor Barrett and, you know, talked about it, and they had some successes, but there's always a feeling that the downtown gets more than the neighborhoods. So again, you have candidates here. All of the candidates are saying they support neighborhood development as well as downtown development. There are some interesting ideas. Senator Taylor is talking about urban agriculture as an industry that should be nurtured to spur development in downtown, throughout Milwaukee, Bob Donovan is talking about manufacturing tiny houses as something that could not only be a way of attracting development and jobs, but also dealing with the problem of homelessness. Alderman Dmitrievich talks about childcare as a way of supporting the workforce and approaching the economic issues that way. So there's a whole range of ideas about how to deal with it.
I won't ask you to predict outcomes here, Larry, of course, but what kind of things are you watching for that you think may swing this primary toward one, well, I guess toward two candidates or somebody else?
Well, two things to look for, obviously, are how they're doing in the polls and how they're doing in terms of finances. And there, Cavalier Johnson is in the lead in both cases. The one independent poll had him at 25%. He has more than $350,000 in the bank, which is more than anybody else. And he has the support of former County Executive Abley, who is capable of spending a great deal of money in both independently, and he's already given the maximum contribution to Johnson. Sheriff Lucas and Alderman Dmitrievich have healthy campaign treasuries of more than $100,000. Donovan is in the $60,000 range. Senator Taylor got into the race late and did not have to file a campaign finance statement.
And that's all the time we have. Sorry, Larry Sadler is a journalist in Milwaukee. He joined us for a look at the mayoral primary in Wisconsin's biggest city.